Well, certainly Spanberger was really careful during the election to stick to those economic issues and to play up, what she might do to help counter the effects of the federal government and what the Trump administration is doing. And I think if you look at the way the vote shifted this election in Northern Virginia, in some of those counties, as much as 20 to 22% more towards the Democrats than in 2024, those are significant shifts that she was able to capitalize on people's concerns about their economic future around the D.C. area.
This is Mitchell Miller. Related to that, of course, Northern Virginia has a lot more federal workers than other parts of the country. But Democrats, as they look ahead to the midterms, are trying to find messages that work with voters. Related to that, what are some of the things that you think that the Democratic Party could take moving forward from her campaign, saying, yes, this is the kind of thing that works for us?
Yeah, so, you know, she definitely was somebody who would remind people that she was not Trump, et cetera, but she didn't dwell on that. She really talked much more about those pocketbook issues. I think the Democrats have to, help people understand that the economic trouble that we're possibly facing and how they might have specific solutions for that. I think this idea of simply bashing Trump is not going to work in the midterms. And I think we've seen that tonight.
So Spanberger's got a double-digit lead over Republican Winsome Earl Sears. Ghazala Hashmi in the lieutenant governor's race, the Democrat, 54% to John Reed, the Republican, 46%. So a shorter, slighter lead for Hashmi. And then we look over to the attorney general's race, which was always expected to be much closer compared to the other races. Democrat Jay Jones, tied up in that massive text message scandal that totally upended this race. Jay Jones has 52%. Jason Meares, the Republican incumbent attorney general, 48%. Jay Jones, a few percentage points ahead of Meares tonight with 78% of the vote counted. What do you think about this? Are you expecting a closer race than we're seeing right now, or you think Jones is going to start to widen this, even with everything surrounding him, all the scandals surrounding him? What do you think?
Well, you know, we saw a tightening of the polls in the past week or so, and so this is not completely unexpected. It's a little bit bigger margin. I think that margin's only going to increase because of how the sort of the state comes in. We see the West and the South usually come in pretty early, where the conservative have a larger base. So I think Jay Jones is probably going to collect a few more votes before the end of the evening. But he seems to have been able to overcome that scandal. I think Spanberger's wide margin is pulling Hashmi and Jones along with her. That's been kind of an interesting race. I think we might have seen Jones win by a much bigger margin had it not been, of course, for that scandal.